If you can talk again about what y'all had to do during the last drought, albeit voluntary, I understand, and that sounds like that's what's going to be the next step next year if it gets to that.
Well, during the summer of 11, the Brazos River Authority asked its users under contract with them to cut back on water usage, and we had asked our customers to do that and had a voluntary conservation, and they did cut back, and we were able to maintain the water through that summer. And it appears that if this drought continues this year, that we're on the same course to do that again, or possibly worse.
6,500 customers. I'm sure there's more customers now, or will be next year, than you had a couple of years ago. And that additional pressure is something that everybody's going to have to share part of that burden.
Yes, it is. And of course, we're on surface water and groundwater, and all the cities are watching the same thing. And both Bryan and College Station are growing too. So it is a concern that both on the surface water and the groundwater, everybody's looking at.
As it stands right now, though, because we are in the winter time, that normally means reduced consumption. This is not as much of an issue as it will be when temperatures get warmer next year.
That is correct. Our usage will pick up tremendously during the summer months when everybody's irrigating their lawns. Is normally the most of that consumption is used for that.
So right now, then, you're relying pretty much on well water, then?
No, we're using both, but it's just the quantities that are demanded and the quantities we're producing are much less than they would be in the summertime.
Do you have even a ballpark estimate of what the proportion right now is between well and river water?
Ours currently is about a 50-50 mix of what we're using at Welburn is surface water and groundwater.
And then how does that proportion change in over the summer?
It pretty well stays the same. We just produce more out of each one.
The aquifer levels for your wells are doing okay?
Yes. This past year was not near as didn't have the impact that the previous year did, and the formations held up well, and been tracking that, and they're actually recovering some. But if the drought continues and then we start producing out of them real heavy, it is something to be concerned about and watch.
And then the other thing, just for educational purposes, the story that's come from Austin makes reference to the Brazos River Basin, but I understand that Welburn's water supply actually comes downstream via the Navasota River.
That's correct. Our water is stored in the Lake Limestone, and it's released, and then we take it out of the Navasota River in South Brazos County and treat it, and then pump it into our distribution system.
So it's still considered a part of the Brazos River Basin?
Yes, the Navasota River is part of the Brazos River Authority's control and part of their basin.
So, for instance, the last two weekends where we've had rainfall, that might be good as far as aquifer recharging, but it really needs to be upstream towards Lake Limestone or even further above to make any impact in that area.
Yes, the Brazos River Basin is very large, and, the water would need to fall north of us to recharge the Lake Limestone and then the other reservoirs they have within their basin. So a lot of the recharging happens even north of Waco. So all of that area is important to the River Authority and to the river system to make sure it has adequate water for the dry months.
Is there anything else that listeners and particularly, I guess, Welburn customers need to know in this area?
Well, I think all water consumers need to be careful and to conserve water and make an effort to not waste it. It is a precious resource and it is limited. And as the state grows, we're gonna need every drop of it. So just something to be conscious of.